Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. There are three comets visible in our skies, and all of them are evanescent visitors, so catch them if you can. These are Atlas, Swan, and Lemon. C2025 A6 Lemon, to give it its full title, is a non-periodic comet discovered by the Mount Lemmon Survey in images obtained on the 3rd of January this year. It makes its closest approach to Earth on the 21st of October. Comet C2025 R2 Swan has an orbital path so long that it is considered a non-periodic comet. In other words, it's not coming back again. It's not kind of just orbiting our Sun. If the comet survives its current pass around the Sun, if it does, and does not evaporate, it is not expected to be visible again until approximately the year 24579. There is a third and more mysterious visitor. This is beginning to sound like a fable. It's always the third guest with the poison. Anyhow, the third comet is Comet Atlas. This discovery was announced by NASA earlier in the year, and it's the third and most recent interstellar object ever discovered. It was first spotted by the NASA-funded Atlas Survey Telescope in Chile. It will reach its closest point to the Sun in late October 2025 before heading back out of the solar system on a hyperbolic path. It'll be about 210 million kilometres away at the moment, just inside the orbit of Mars. Atlas deserves a special mention, not only because it comes from outside of our solar system, but also because the Atlas Worldwide Constellation of Telescopes includes one in Sutherland in the Northern Cape. These telescopes are constantly monitoring the heavens for transients, that is, objects which are there and they're not there. Mysteries abound. Only three interstellar objects have ever been confirmed. There's Oumuamua in 2017, Borisov in 2019, and then this one, Atlas, this year. These are passing through our solar system, never to be seen again. And if you think about it, since the universe and indeed our galaxy is so vast, if something is coming on a trajectory from elsewhere, it's not going to be orbiting our Sun and returning to our skies, and it'll be going at a fair lick. So far, each interstellar visitor has been different, suggesting that there could be a variety of comet and planet-forming environments out there in the universe beyond our solar system. The Atlas comet is giving off water, about 40 kilograms per second. Well, this tells us that the ingredients for life's chemistry are not unique to our own solar system. The Neil Gerrell Swift Space Observatory detected hydroxyl gas, an ultraviolet byproduct of water, coming off the comet when it was nearly three times farther from the Sun than Earth, much further away than the region of our solar system where water ice typically turns to gas on passing comets. If you want to go comet hunting, both Swan and Lemon are best viewed after sunset toward the southwest, and while they may be visible to the naked eye from dark locations, binoculars or a telescope are recommended for better viewing. For the clearest view, look approximately 45 to 90 minutes after sunset and on nights close to the new moon of October the 20th. Both Swan and Lemon are greenish in colour, and you can use apps like Stellarium to locate them more precisely. Comet Atlas is no longer visible to the naked eye, and for that you will need a telescope. It's somewhere near the constellation Virgo, and again can be found after sunset. Comets are a bit unpredictable and can be much brighter or dimmer than suggested on the various websites. They're quite spooky for those of us used to looking at the night sky because they're quite unlike other objects, being fuzzy around the edges, as well as sometimes having these spectacular shapes like long horses' tails trailing after them. Sometimes the tail is short, like a little bright dagger, and sometimes there's a faint trail spanning out wide over the sky. As they approach the Earth, scientists are examining them more closely to find out more about their chemistries, particularly those from other solar systems. And if you're wondering why we've only recently reported comets from other solar systems, it's because we didn't have the sophisticated instruments we have now, and that is not so much to do with the optics of a telescope as the computing power and techniques to sift through thousands of images, looking for a brief flash of something from beyond. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.